canal home in the middle of being on its own. We have the first news. The first moves of Bein HaMetzarim. The first moves of Bein HaMetzarim. Bein HaMetzarim has traditionally been a time of solace for Klal Yisrael. In every generation, that's the time the Eikar Solace was sometimes centered around that. But we said it right now, Klal Yisrael is in solace. We have so many problems right now. If I were to speak about the problems that Klal Yisrael has right now, it would certainly go over the half hour of my time. There are two basic issues, one in Gashmius and one in Ruchnius, which we have to address right now. Eretz Yisrael is every day standing in the fear, the chashash of being destroyed. And I'm not making that up because I'm reading newspapers and listening to politicians who are trying to scare people. The Mice of Shahoya a few months ago, almost a year, during President Bush's last trip to Eretz Yisrael. So he was escorted by, since he came to Yerushalayim, he was escorted by the mayor of Yerushalayim, and so being a shluch of the Rabbanim, he went to Rabbi Yoshi before he went. And he said, it's not going to have a certain amount of talent taking a helicopter together with him. I'm going to be showing him in the city. Right? And being together with the most powerful person of the secular world, what should I ask him for? What should I ask him for? So it's being. First thing comes to mind is money for yeshivas. Or tax break for schools in America. Or anyway, maybe free in Poland. I don't know, anybody else. What did he say to him? The Yoshev said, there's only one thing for you to say to him. Save Eretz Yisrael from the Iranians. I don't think the Yoshev would really choose from post either. Right? You know, Yoshev is someone who lived here through 43 with Rommel. The fact that when Rommel was in was at the borders of Eretz Yisrael, ready to come over, and he was here during the siege of Yerushalayim in 47. He was here in 48 when Yerushalayim was being bombed, and here in 67. Yoshev knows the difference between a real danger to Eretz Yisrael and things that people talk about when they want to. Make news. That was what Yeshiv told the Baruch Kid today. Save Eretz Yisrael from the Iranians. It's a fear. And even though that was a year ago, I think things have certainly only gotten blacker since then. In a Ruchniistic level, there's another sermon that's taking Klal Yisrael. A day doesn't go by that we don't hear about more kids from families who somehow don't find their parents' dreams for them to be the same as what their dreams were. All kinds of euphemisms for it, right? Dropping out, off the derech, no shmir, all kinds of words to describe it. But it's a machla, it exists, and it's grown tremendously. And whereas you could have understood it in America 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when people were sending their kids to public school, that this should be happening in Eretz Yisrael, when there were more people learning than ever before, and certainly more people in Kollel, where the whole family is being based around Torah, the Gemara in the Dorim, that Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. Mipnei ma ein mitsuyin talmidei chachamim laseis talmidei chachamim mibneihem. Why is it that talmidei chachamim don't have their children coming out as talmidei chachamim? There's a series of answers. five or six different Amoraim giving an answer to that question. Why is it, see, it's not a new problem, exists in the time of the Gemara also, why is it that the children of Talmidei Chachamim themselves are not Talmidei Chachamim? Some of the answers the Amoraim give point to a certain degree of blame on the parents. Some of them refer to general reasons to come for Klal Yisrael. The final, and apparently the definitive answer is Ravina. Ravina Omar, why is it the kids of Talmidei Chachamim themselves are not Talmidei Chachamim? She ain't mevachim b'tovet v'chila. They don't make birchas ha-toyma. So we can learn on a very simple level, like the Mefarish, the Rashi and Pastor of Yudavim learns that simple chat, what's the connection between birchas ha-toyma? But since the parents were so involved with Torah, that the fathers were so involved in Torah, that they couldn't stop learning, they never took the time out to make Birchas Torah. And since they didn't make Birchas Torah, they never said, "Ben Yeh Anachnu Betzer Torah, Betzer Torah, Betzer Torah, Am Chol Yisrael, Kol Ami Beish Mechel, Mishol Sechel, Mishmol." Because if you didn't ask for it, how do you expect to have children who are coming and are coming? On a simple shop level, that would work. If the Gemara just ended there. The problem is, the Gemara goes on to say, what's the raya for Ravina? The owner of Yehuda Olam. My dichtiv, mi ha'isha chokham, the Yavin Ezor. So Yehuda Olam quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The owner of Yirmiyah is the Navi of the Chorban. He was the Navi who predicted the Chorban before it and continued to be misnaber during the Chorban itself. Pasuk says, Mi ha'ish ha'chochem v'yavein ha'zos, who is the chochem who could understand this? Asher diberti Hashem elok. V'yagida alma ol da'aretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Nitzitza ka'nidvar, emptied out like a wilderness, midli over, without anyone passing by. Yudah Marad says, the Pasuk says, Mi ha'ish ha'chochem v'yavein ha'zos. Divine Zeh, this question, which question? Ma of the Aretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Nishal lechachamim ulenevim. Was asked to the Chachamim, to the Nevi'im, according to the gifts to the Malachi of Shavu, so, below Pirshu, nobody understood. Nobody had an answer. The Chachamim of the door didn't have an answer. The Nevi'im of the door didn't have an answer. Ad Shapirushu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, until Kadosh Baruch Hu would mefarish it himself in the next pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Ha'ozro Metolosi Asher Nasati Lifnehem, because they left, they abandoned my Torah which I gave them, Velo Shomu Bikoli, and they didn't listen to my voice, Velo Hochu Ba'at, they didn't follow the Torah. Pasuk seems to be very repetitive. Uncle Mr. Rossi, Hainalo Shabbat Makali, Hainalo Okuba. Those seem to be three ways of describing the very same thing. The reason is, what was, because the question has to be asked. It was talking about Bidl Torah, that he didn't learn Torah, as was to us like it sounds. Why would that be something that the Chachamim and the Nevi'im wouldn't have recognized? Why would that be something? Why was it, this question was asked? They couldn't answer it. It's obvious. They don't tell us the tremendous Avela. Why is it they didn't know? No, it has to be something very subtle. What is happening to the Chachamim? That now seems to be even a bigger question than we had previously. By the Bonim Shal Talmidei Chachamim, Eretz Yisrael is destroyed because Lo Birchu B'Torah Tchila. The Ran quotes in the Bein of Yonah, the Gilas Stern, as saying, what is pshat in the Birchot Mitzvot Tchila? There was a misunderstanding on the part of people who were learning Torah. There was a lot of Torah there. There's no question about it. People were learning Torah. Because there was a misunderstanding. And they thought that Birchot Torah was a bracha you make on Torah Lishma. And the Torah they were learning was Torah in order to teach them how to do mitzvahs properly. And that's the Rebbeinu Yonah's, as the Rebbeinu says, that's how he's done the kafschus, the people of the Torah. That they were in Torah, and he didn't want to make any more about the mitzvah of Birchot Torah. But rather, he thought that Birchot Torah was only going on Torah Lishma. And they were learning Torah Lishma. They were learning for another purpose. Doesn't help that much. Doesn't help that much to really understand how, what the connection is between this avera of people who spend their entire time learning Torah, and merely because of a misunderstanding as to where the takana of Birchas Torah, for which kind of Torah the takana of Birchas Torah was made, for that reason Eretz Yisrael should be destroyed. Not my question. The Bach's question. Tremendous yisod that not that many people learn from the yisod of what Talmud Torah is supposed to mean to us. It's a very long Bach in the beginning of Mem Zayin, Birchas Torah. The Bach asks, it says, equally Tumua Tuba. It says, never. Why is it such a tremendous punish? The Bach says, because they didn't just make a mistake of not making Birchas Torah because they don't learn, because they didn't understand. The problem isn't the lack of Birchas Torah, the problem is the Torah they were learning. The Bach explains that the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was one reason. In order to lift up our neshamas and to purify us, to be able to appreciate the Kedusha of the Makor of Torah, meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of learning Torah is Kedusha. The whole purpose of learning Torah is to get us to the point that we can appreciate Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, I'm not saying this definitively, but not what the Bach is saying is not that Torah is instructions for living. That's not what Torah was meant to be. It may be that also. But the ego of Torah is purifying us, is making us into spiritual beings that we can appreciate Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bach goes on to say later on, that the reason why in the Torah we learn about Ziramach, Mitzvah Asay, the Shasal, this is Lois Asay, 248, Asay, 365 Lois Asay, is for the purpose of being the Kadesh, our 248 Avarim, and our 365 Didi. Whatever that means. In other words, we were there, the purpose of Torah was in order that by learning these mitzvahs, it would have a spiritual connection to us. It's about, Im hayim oskim b'Torah al kavana azos, if they had really learned with this kavana, hayuhim mekom v'heichel l'shinoso, then each person would have become a mekom and a heichel for the Shechina, and then Haiso Hashchina Kovas Yiroso, the Aretz Kula Haiso Yirmi Chodim. then the Shekhinah would have found a reason to be in the land, and the whole land would have been delivered. Meaning, what the Bach is saying is not that it's the Aveira of not making Birchas HaTorah that caused Klal Yisrael, that caused Eretz Yisrael to be destroyed, but rather it's the reason behind why they didn't make Birchas HaTorah that therefore caused the Shekhinah. People were using Torah only for gashmiyistic reasons. The Bach says, what the gashmi? A businessman who wanted to know how to do business in a kosher way. He would learn Hilchos Ribis, he would learn Hilchos Matzah Matan. Okay? Somebody who needed to learn what to eat, he would learn Hilchos Matzah Machalam. For us, that seems to be a very high level. But the Bach is saying that was the eco problem, is that viewing Torah for its gashmiyistic purposes rather than its ruchniyistic purposes is what caused the destruction of Eretz Yisrael. We're very, very far. We're very, very far. And certainly, anybody wants to know why I haven't given the shmooz until now, it's because every time I thought of that, I said, well, this, you're a hypocrite, and how can you get up and give a shmooz and get anybody else mussar on something that you're so lacking in? The Chofetz Chaim brings down that Shem HaRamak, that someone was mochiach somebody else in something that he is himself guilty of. So he is neither of me to say, you know, on that very point. It's a very, very dangerous thing. So I'll follow the advice of the Kibuchim, what said, I never give a shmooze to anybody else. And I'm giving a shmooze to myself. I'll let you listen. We're all very, very far from this Madrega that describes the Bach. What we see out of it is one thing. The importance of Kedusha, of applying the level of Kedusha to what we're learning. What do I mean by that? Recognizing that learning Torah is not just another discipline. It's not just another subject. It's very hard for us who came out of a secular society where everything is based on intellectual accomplishments and getting degrees and growing in studying and learning, to ever relate to learning as being anything more than a Jewish form of the same thing. But we have to find a way to. We have to realize that even though if we were cramming for a math test, we might sit around and joke in the middle of the cram session. That can't go on a Torah. Torah is not the same thing. It can't be that we go, well, since I can take, everyone knows I'm allowed a couple of missing days when I'm doing any job, so I can also miss time from Torah, I can come late. It's not the same thing. We're not on the Madrega of the Bach. But we have to realize in every way possible, in any way possible, to try to infuse a certain degree of Kedusha into the learning. And this also, it's impossible to say that this also doesn't have an effect on the relationship with the children and the family and the effects, the fact that children aren't as excited about learning Torah as we wish they would be. Because if we view learning as just another profession, if we view learning as just a means to an end, just he's he's a businessman, he does computers, and he's a Mashiachir. And the kids would have every right to look at it and say, okay, you view this as being your means to the end. I want to find it as a means to the end. It must be that the impression that we give over is the tone is totally different. It's not an option. It's not something that we can view with the same gashmiistic view that we do everything else in the world. It's certainly this connection between this form of Bittul Torah, this attitude towards Bittul Torah, and the structure of Eretz Yisrael, and it's related back to B'chlal, how we relate to Eretz Yisrael. And there's another way of answering Amar Avdar, Torah is something which is absolutely kosher. And even though something which is absolutely kadosh, we did not relate to in the most kadosh way. So how could it be that what do we hope to relate to something which is not absolutely kadosh like Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is something which we also have to realize, the same way as Torah cannot be viewed as just another discipline, Eretz Yisrael cannot be viewed as just another land. And our attitude towards it cannot be the same. It can't be that we have an attitude of, what's the living reason for living here? I can live here. It's a little easier to make money, and I can get an apartment a little bit cheaper, and I can live the standard of living is a little bit better. Right? You can't make those decisions. It has to be for one reason only, because it's Eretz Yisrael. I had a chavrusa 30 years ago who was a comrade of a Putner. He wanted to leave the yeshiva to come to Eretz Yisrael. Putner says, what are your reasons? What are your reasons for him to come? So he said, learning was better there, probably the family, and it was this. We're going to go. Until he said, I want to go there because I want the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Then he said, now I'm going to come to Eretz Yisrael. That's the only reason. That has to be the reason. We have to realize that the Chiyuv of the Meraglim was not so much what they said, but the fact that they found it, they had the nerve to look at Eretz Yisrael and to measure up Eretz Yisrael according to worldly measuring sticks. Eretz Yisrael is not the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael, we realize it's and we have to raise it that way. Coming back to the meaning of Torah, now is the time of this, a way of really testing to see how we can relate to our Torah. After the very terrible period of Beit HaMikdash, there's another very terrible period called Ben Ezman. And it's a time where we can show ourselves and show our families really why is it we're learning the rest of the year. If we take an attitude that vacation time, okay, right? Learning is on hold now, the same way as when a doctor goes on vacation, so will the big girl's vacation. So that's certainly going to give the impression that Torah's not so special. Torah's not so different. This is really the litmus test to show that how we relate to Torah during Beit HaZman, to show really what our attitude is the next year, to show which impression we're going to be giving, which message we're going to be giving over to our families. It doesn't that there's which may she lay the others on the bunny on the tosham, and you should see the gulu be here remain. Yeshiva.